Agadmoy, this is the Rav Shlita. Want to discuss a shayla? Very negeh shayla that happens every year. Negeh to mechiras chometz. We know when we sell a chometz, we give full right to the goy to eat the chometz, to make use of the chometz. And if at the end of Pesach he wants to sell it back to us, then we'll buy it back from him. But bikaron, we sell it to him, it should be his. Lo'ilam void. What's the halacha in a case when a person sells his chametz, but he does not want the goy to eat the chametz up? He doesn't want the goy to destroy the chametz. He's sending it to the goy, and being the goy's ashur, then it belongs to the goy. But deep in his heart, he doesn't want the goy to eat the chametz. I'll tell you three common shaylas. One shayla is a shopkeeper, a storekeeper, he buys chometz before Pesach with the intention that he should be able to sell this chometz straight after Pesach. So he buys in bulk before Pesach, intending that he should be able to sell it after Pesach. And he obviously doesn't want the chometz on Pesach, so he sells it to a goy. But he doesn't want the goy to eat up this chometz, he wants to be able to sell it for panosa after Pesach. Truth in this case is not such a big shayla, because if the goy eats it, the goy will be paying him for it. There could be more common shayla, more of a negeya shayla, for an out-of-town storekeeper. So he's buying the chometz to sell it to the Yidden, that there's no other store, the Yidden won't have the chometz, they need this chometz. So the Yidden there don't want the goy to eat up this chometz. Although the storekeeper will get his money for it, but is there a problem the fact that the Yidden in the area want the goy to keep that chometz and not sell the chometz, not eat the chometz? Right, because it's going to say after Yom Tov, I've only fried all the schnitzels, doesn't want the goat to be eating it. Okay, then I've got another shayla. Another shayla which, Negea, the same type of shayla, was asked just before Pesach. Some of the people who have problems with gluten, so they make sourdough, they make some type of yeast, which they use. They make this sourdough, and with that they make more dough, and they always need a start, they always need some type of dough in order to start off the next batch of dough. So, comes Pesach, he's got this sourdough, he's got this type of yeast, and he needs to sell it to a goy, but he doesn't want the goy to eat it. If the goy would have it, he'd have a problem making his next batch of dough. Is there a problem of doing such a sale? And the third shayla, which was asked to me just before Pesach, somebody's going away to Italy. Mamish on Sunday, this coming Sunday. He's going to Italy. Why is he going to Italy straight after Pesach? Because his parents aren't from, and he didn't want his parents to come here for Pesach because there's all problems that they don't enjoy the fact that we only eat matzah balls. They find it a bit hard. So Al-Tzkibadovain, he's going away with his parents to Italy, to some far-flung place where there's no kosher food there, Bechlau. And he's going on Sunday, so he's got a problem. He wants to have chometz for his family to eat that week, and there's no stores open Sunday morning selling chometz ready, so he told me. So he wanted to know, no bread at least, so he wanted to know whether he can buy chometz, buy bread before Pesach, sell it to a goy, and buy it back from the goy, obviously straight after Pesach, and have his bread. Is there a problem? In that case, again, if the goy would eat up his bread, his family would be starving for the next week. So the shayla is, in all these three cases, or the fourth case that Rav spoke about, is there a problem selling chometz when you don't want the goy to eat up the chometz? What should be the problem? So there's something called reitze b'kiyumoy. Reitze b'kiyumoy means that you want the existence of something which is also ba'anah. Is there a problem to want the existence of something which is also ba'anah? This noise, this subject comes up in Avodah Zarah, Maseches Avodah Zarah, four times. We'll discuss three of the cases. One case is some of Gemara Lamed Beis, the Gemara discusses that somebody who's hired to break containers of klicheres, some jugs that contain yayin nesach. He's hired for every jug he breaks, he gets some money for it. And he's obviously going to now spend the day breaking jugs of yayin nesach, destroying yayin nesach, gewaldig. But the problem is that if these jugs would break before he gets to do it, he's lost his money. He's not going to make his money. So he's got vested interest in the fact that these jugs should stay whole and the yayin nesach should stay in the jugs until he gets around to breaking it. So he's right to the Kiyumai. He's right that he wants the Yayin Nesach to stay in the world. So is he allowed to benefit from the scar he gets for breaking these jugs? So the Gemara asks this Shai, and the Gemara says, yes, he can, because if it's in order to break Yayin Nesach, the best thing, whatever we can do to destroy Yayin Nesach, will allow. And therefore, if this guy is going, his whole matar is to destroy the Yayin Nesach, a special heter, we will allow it. So the Gemara understood, Bikaron, there is a problem, a special heter, the Gemara, the next shayla in Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara talks about somebody who lent money to a goy, and the goy needs to pay him back. And the goy said, I've got no money, I only have Yayin Nesach. You obviously can't take the Yayin Nesach, it's obviously also about Noah for you to hang around. I'm going to go and sell this Yayin Nesach, and with that I'll give you your money. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that, because this goy, this yid, wants this Yayin Nesach to stay in the world, so that the goy can go and sell it. If it would get destroyed, then the goy wouldn't be able to sell the Yayin Nesach. He wouldn't get his loan back. So therefore, it's an osur to do such a thing. Again, it's called reitza b'kiyumoy, and it's forbidden. A third gemara, even bigger chiddush, is a talking about something which we call a cheres hadrinus. Cheres hadrinus is some type of very porous cheres, earthenware, potsherd, that got absorbed inside it wine, Yayin Nesach. Now this cheres is so porous that if you would put it back into water, all the wine would come out and be very nice strong wine. But that's a shayla cheres hadrinus, so it's a piece of earthenware, a piece of potsherd I have. Can I support my bed based on? Can I support my bed with this piece of cheres? I'm not supporting it with the Yayin Nesach, obviously. I'm supporting it with cheres, a piece of potsherd. Can I support my bed with it? And the Gemara says that's called reitza b'kiyumai aledei dova acher. Meaning what? That I need the cheres, which means therefore that I need the yayin that's in the cheres. Because if the cheres would be destroyed, if the yayin would go away, the cheres would just go away. If there's no cheres, there's no yayin. So the mele is called reitza b'kiyumai aledei dova acher. I need the cheres which contains the Yayin Nesach. So I want the Yayin Nesach because of the cheres. And the Gemara says that's also. Reitza b'kiyumai is also not only to want the wine in order to claim your chayv, not only to want the wine in order to break your chavias, but even to want the cheres which is holding the wine is reitza b'kiyumai is forbidden. The Gemara says that that's only with cheres of dryness. But if you stand up kelim of a goy as blias of yayin, that's not called be'en, that's fine. But the Gemara, three times the Gemara says there's a din of reitz b'kiyumai. This din of reitz b'kiyumai, the Gemara says, also in the son of Dalit, then he is to do a bonon, and therefore we make it sometimes. If you have a ger and his brother. Brother means through biological brother. He's no longer his brother, but they inherited an inheritance from their father. And that inheritance contained Avodah Zarah and contained things which weren't Avodah Zarah. So the Jewish brother says, you know, I'll take the things which are Mutabano, and you take the Avodah Zarah. Go, you take Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says it should be also, because it's Reitz B'Kiyumai again. But the Gemara says, since it's only a Drabbanon, Reitz B'Kiyumai is only a Drabbanon, in order to make sure that this ger won't go back to his bad ways, will allow it to do such a thing, and therefore the ger can take the good fruit, the good stuff, and his brother will take the Avodah Zarah. So, plenty of places in Avodah Zarah, these Mesechs Avodah Zarah, this place of Reitz B'Kiyumai. The Shaila is, is it just with Avodah Zarah, or is it also with other Isturi HaNoah as well? So there's a halach in Siman Tov Nun, Hilchos Pesach, Siv Zayin. The Gemara says you're not allowed to be maskir. A Jew is not allowed to be maskir, not allowed to rent out his kli to a goy on Pesach. Kidei she'evash avay chometz, so that the goy should cook with it chometz. A Jew is not allowed to hire out his kelim to a goy, for the goy, the purpose of the goy is to cook chametz inside it. Why not? What's the problem with that? What's wrong with renting out your kelim for goy to cook chametz in it? Goy is allowed to have chametz. What's the problem? He says the tool, because roitze b'kiyuma. You're interested in the chametz. You're interested in the chametz. Why? Says the Magen Avraham. That if the, you can imagine the goy would put the kli on the fire, and the heat is affecting the fire. If you don't put the stuff in the fire, in the pot, if you don't put food in the pot, the pot's going to crack. So Mamela, you've got interest, vested interest in the fact that goes putting chametz in your pot, so that your pot shouldn't break, shouldn't crack. Therefore, it's Reitz V'Kiyumoi, and it is awesome. So Mamela, you see, this halacha of Reitz V'Kiyumoi is not only by Avodah Zarah, it's also by chametz. Which case?
The second case,
So goy says selling his chomet. Yes. The Gemara there says that if a goy would sell Avodah Zarah, as long as it's still in the goy's reshus, the money that you get from that Avodah Zarah is mutabano. Because it was in the goy's reshus at the time. It's not tefes damim. If you sold it, it's a problem. But you're interested in it being in the world. So it's a problem of Reitz V'Kiyuma. That's the shayla. No, I'm having a no. I'm not doing any is in that. I'm Reitz V'Kiyuma. So that's halacha in Sinai Hilchos Mefurash. Mefurash halacha is the is of Reitz V'Kiyuma by Chometz. So, Pri Chodosh and Mekir Chaim. Pri Chodosh in Shulchan Aruch and Mekir Chaim in the Nesivis. They ask a number of kashas where we find there's no problem of Reitz V'Kiyuma by Chometz. The Gemara said that the Tosfos in the Vav Amud Aleph and Pasuk in Mishabura, if a goy asks a Jew to accept a chayis over his chometz, then the Jew is now responsible for the goy's chometz. So the Nisa Balyo, if it's in your reshus, it's awesome. But if it's in the goy's reshus, the Yid will say, you know what, the goy's going away on holiday, I'm going to come into your house daily to check on your chometz, to make sure the chometz is okay. I'm accepting a chayis over this chometz. The Gemara, the Tosfos paskens, that's muta. It's paskens Mishabura as well, it's muta. There's no Easter for such a thing. The shaila is, why not? Why is there no Reitz V'Kiyuma? If this chometz would get stolen, who's going to have to pay for it? He's going to have to pay for it. So he's got vested interest that this chomet should stay in the world. And yet, it's muta, there's no isla of Reitz V'Kiyuma. Why not? What happened to Reitz V'Kiyuma? It's one kasha. Second kasha, which the Chodosh asks, is that the halacha is, what happens if a goy lends money to a yid? And the yid says, I don't have any money here, I'm going to give you a mashkin. I'm going to give you my bottle of whiskey as a mashkin. Give it before Pesach. If by Rosh Chodesh Iyav comes, I haven't paid up, you take the bottle of whiskey as a payment. And the guy agreed. And came Rosh Chodesh Iyav, and they didn't pay up. So this bottle of whiskey belongs now to the guy. It belonged to the guy right from the start, because he never paid up. And therefore this bottle of whiskey is not also Ba'anor. It's mutter. It's a bottle which belongs to the guy. The shaila is, why is there no problem of Reitz V'Kiyuma? How can the yid do such a thing? If this bottle of whiskey would have broken through some oinus, something happened out of this world, this happened, the goy could have come to the Jew and say, pay up your chayv. You owe me. That mashkin got lost through some oinus. So you have to pay me. So this Jew has again got vested interest that this bottle of whiskey should stay in the world until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So it's Reitz V'Kiyuma, and yet the halacha is, the Mishnah in the Lamed Amud Beis says it's muta. One more case, there are other rises, but one more case, Simon Tofrim Ches, Siv Beis, a guy comes to a Jew and says, on Pesach, I want to give you a present, a bottle of whiskey, we give you a present. Obviously the Jew can't take it. So the Jew can't say, you know what, I'll take it after Pesach. Shouldn't be involved in it. But if the guy says, I know you're Jewish, and I know you can't take it now, but I'm going to leave it in your reshus. After Pesach, take it. So halacha is, it's mutter. You can do that. Why? Because the chotz of the yid is not kaini. He doesn't want to be kaini of the chometz. The chotz is not kaini. So it is. Why not though? Why is it mutter? It's Reitz V'Kiyuma again. This yid would very much like this whiskey bottle to stay in the world, so after Pesach he can get it. So again, we find Reitz B'Kiyumah numerous places on Pesach, Chametz. There's no problem with Reitz B'Kiyumah. So, because of this, Pirchodesh Paskens, that there's no problem of Reitz B'Kiyumah by Chametz, the only problem of Reitz B'Kiyumah is by Avodah Zarah. Why should that be? Says Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Samach Dalet, Omed Aleph, because Yisrael mitzuvah levatel avedus kechovim. A Yid is mitzuvah to try and destroy avedus zara. That's a Yid mitzuvah to destroy avedus zara. That's why it's also berates of b'kiyuma. But chometz belongs to a goy, not machiv to destroy. A goy is allowed to have chometz, and therefore there's no problem whatsoever to have chometz to be berates of b'kiyuma yisrael chometz. In all our three cases, Shilas, which we started with, says the Prichados, there's no problem whatsoever. There's no problem of Reitz B'Kiyumai. He's Chaylik on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Tov Nun. Tziv Zayin says you're not allowed to rent out your Kli. Prichados says you are. It says in Rashi, the reason is because you mustn't want Avodah Zarah, and that's not a Ger by Adi Yisurim, and therefore he's Chaylik. Problem is, although maybe he's got Rashi to support him, but Tosfos in Avodah Zarah clearly holds that it is an Issa Avodah B'Kiyumah by Avodah Zarah. Clearly. Places on that Sugya of Cheres Hadrayinus, supporting your bed with earthenware, with potsherds, Tosfos says that Mikan, we pass an Avodah B'Kiyumah is also, and therefore says Tosfos, Mikan, you have to be careful, Tzoch Lizoe, Shalei Lasis, Shum Tashmish, not to make use of any Kelim HaBeluim Chometz VePesach. You have a Kli which got Blias of Chometz, you can't use it on Pesach. Because if you use this kli, you're right to the kiyumah of the chometz. Just like I can't use a pot shard that contains yain nesach to support a bed, so too you can't use a kli even to put things like your tchotchkes in. You can't put things into a kli on Pesach, which is containing blias of chometz, because you're making use of a kli that contains chometz. And similarly, Basav Cholov, the same thing Tosfos writes about. So Chomet, Basav Cholov, Tosfos says it's a problem. Now, Tosfos says if it's just Blias, like we spoke earlier, if it's just Blias, it's not Be'en. So maybe that's why Tosfos Maskanes, it's okay. But Bikron Tosfos, there's a problem of Reitz B'Kiyumah by Chomet. And that's why Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like he Paskins, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Shittas Tosfos, Pichodesh can say Abdul Rashi that there is Shittas Tosfos, Reitz B'Kiyumah, there's a problem of Reitz B'Kiyumah on Pesach, as they state in Tosfos. I saw a very interesting Shaila. Well, obviously, we won't really relate to this Shaila so much, we're not so Hasidish, but there's a Sefer, maybe the Rav would, the Sefer Arugas HaBoisem from Greenwald, from Tov Reish Nun Dalet, so we're talking about 130 years ago. Somebody wrote in a Shaila that he was Zeicha to receive one of the 12 chalos that was on the tish of the Rebbe of the Admon Mibelz. The Belz Rebbe, he got it for one of these 12 chalos, and came Pesach, he didn't know what to do with it. Obviously, he doesn't want to eat it, but he wants to know, can he sell it to a goy? Maybe he can't, because if the goy would eat it, it's due to his chavivus of this chale, it would be terrible for him. He wants this. He wants this chale. So he goes, he asks his chale to Rebbe Zabaisim, and the Rebbe Zabaisim goes with the mahalach that Reitz B'Kiyumah is also, and they look at a clever man, how he answers the chale. He says, you should know that it says that a mitzvah, something which you use for mitzvah once, you should use it for mitzvah again. Right? Like we use for burning the chametz, we use the lulavim. Since we use the lulav once, we use it again for the mitzvah of your chametz. So he says, something which is so chaviv to you, this one of these yud based chalas, use it as a bimekai mitzvah tashvisu. According to some rishonim, the mamash, a mitzvah to go ahead and burn chametz. So use this chametz, this belzer ever chametz, you should use it to burn up, to be mekai mitzvah tashvisu. So with that, you're mekayim. So he held taka that Reitz B'Kiyumah is also, is not taka by Avodah, also by chametz. And I saw that the Chasam Sofer brings down from Reb Kiva Eiger. He asked the Shaila, also very modern Shaila, but he asked the Shaila to the Chavos Das, that we know a corpse, a dead person, is also Ba'anor, learn it from Egla Rufa, is also Ba'anor, you know, it's Ba'anor from a dead person. So he asked, how can Chavos Kedisha take staff for burying a mace? The Reitz B'Kiyumah. You want the corpse, they want the corpse to stay in the world, and therefore it's called Reitz B'Kiyumah. If the corpse would disappear, they'd lose their panos, they wouldn't be able to bury him. So it's Reitz B'Kiyumah. Huh? all these salamats. And that's why I'm bringing out, you see, here that slav dafka by. And I taste it, the possible cholov as well would be Reitz Rekiyumai. So Reb Kira Iger is held that Reitz Rekiyumai is also not dafka by Vedizorah, but it's also by even by mace. And Chazdas answers in just like we learned in Uti Tiflo, that in order to break the chavis of Yain Nesach, that's the whole matar which you're meant to be doing, is getting rid of the Yain Nesach, you're allowed to take Skar. So too here as well, in order to bury the mace, you're allowed to take Skar. Reb Yashiv says he doesn't understand how he can be shame, take Skar to be shame a mace according to that. Top. Yesh ma'alif alfal there, libosi la'ayin kolzeb in the whole halachas of Kruvus HaMeis. I just want to bring out this point that you see, they rate the Kiyumoy, and Kiveiga held, is loved up by the Zohar, it's also made other Isuria know as well. Fed by Chometz, fed by Kruvus HaMeis. So, we have a Tosfos, but we mustn't forget, there were many rites in the Gemaras where we see that there's no problem of rate to the Kiyumoy by Chometz. We said, a person can accept the chreis of chometz of a goy in the goy's house. No problem, right to the kiyumoy. A mashkin, a person can give over a mashkin. So we can allow the goy, sorry, not mashkin, we allow a goy to sell his avoy. Oh no, mashkin, that was right. That you're allowed to give a mashkin to a goy, even though it's chometz and you're right to the kiyumoy. So there were cases, we had rice that you allowed right to the kiyumoy with chometz. So how are we going to answer those cases, those gemaras? So if Chasam Sefer says a chiddush, the issur reitz b'kiyumoy is only in a case when you have a halvocha from it, where you're benefiting from it. If it's just many as hefsed, there's no problem of reitz b'kiyumoy, which we'll explain like this. We're saying like Tosfos learns that it's negeh by all issur anor, not dafka by avodah zarah. So what's the pshat in this? So the Tosfos must learn this. I saw in a sefer by Rabbi Krauss in the Rabbah of Ofakim. The Tosfos must learn that you cannot have to have a no from Issa no. Included in that Issa of Hano of Issa no is also to want to be right to the kiyumoy by benefiting in some way from that chomet, from that Issa no. For instance, to use this cheres to prop up the bed, you're benefiting from the Yain Nesach. So that's included in the Issa of benefiting from something which is Osva not. Although I'm not really benefiting from the Yain Nesach, I'm benefiting from a cheres, but that's called Reitz V'Kiyumoy. That's some type of making use of the Yain Nesach, such a thing would be Osva. So it says the Chasam Sofer, only in that case. But all the cases of Menias have said there's no problem with Reitz V'Kiyumoy. So Shulchan Aruch says they don't have to be maskir kli on Pesach to a goy. If this kli would break, the shachrin in Chesh Mishpat Paskins, some interesting shachrin in Chesh Mishpat, if somebody rents out his car to somebody and he says, you pay me the rent of 150 shekel a day, and this car has a bad accident towards then after a month of rent, and it's a write-off, and this guy has to pay back the value of the car. He has to pay back the whole car. So halacha is, he doesn't pay sfiris. He pays for the car, doesn't pay the sfiris. That's how the shach passes. So the says the Chasam Sofer, in this case here as well, if this kli would break, the Jew would lose out his sfiris. So he's benefiting from the chometz. Through this chometz, he is able to claim sfiris. Because of the chometz, he's able to claim sfiris. That's called benefiting from it. Benefiting from it is a problem of Reitz V'Kiyumoy. Many of the said it's not.
No, so if it would break.
Many of the said, your kli's not breaking. That's many of the said, my kli, I've got a kli, I own a kli. It's just stopping it from breaking. But here, this is avoch, I'm gaining the rent from it. That is a problem. And mainly goes to all those cases in the Gemara. All those cases we said were all cases of Menias Hefset. If a Yid accepts a Chreis on a Chometz of a Goy, well, if that Chometz would get spoiled or lost, the Yid would have to pay. That's Menias Hefset. Menias Hefset says the Chasam Sofer, there's no problem of Reitz V'Kiyumoy. The problem with that is, which would answer nicely. Great, so the Yom is only to receive some benefit. We've explained this far is it's included in the Issa or not. The problem is, one of the cases in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah was a case of Nias Hefset. The case was, a Yid lent money to a Goy, and the Goy owed the Yid money, and the Goy said, I'm going to sell my Avodah Zarah in order to pay you back. Well, if the Avodah Zarah gets lost, the Yid will lose his money. He's not making money, he's losing money. So it's Nias Hefset, and yet the Gemara says it's a problem of Vreitzah B'Kiyumah. So you see, even by Nias Hefset, the Gemara holds there's a problem of Vreitzah B'Kiyumah. That's right, he's losing. He's saving himself loss. He's saving himself loss. Right? That's called Nias Hefset. He's saving himself loss. Saving himself loss should be Mutter, says the Chasam Sofer. And yet, in the Gemara, it clearly says it's Vreitzah B'Kiyumah. So this Kasha is asked in Kutei of the Chasam Sefer, there's a Sefer we have in Shul, the Kutei Oris and the Chasam Sefer, and they say a chiluk between Shai Yisrael and Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also even Menias Hefset, and Shai Yisrael is only also to if you get her, which we have to explain what the source for that should be. Huh? Oh, we're going to get it. And more than that, is that the Chasam Sofer himself, when he speaks out this chiluk, this vort of benefiting him from it, he says, therefore, it's also to make use of cheres hadrainus, of this earthenware potsherd. So Chasam Sofer is talking about Avodah Zarah, and he gives that as an example of something which is also because it's a benefit. Why do you need that? If you're telling me that even something which is Avodah Zarah is also even Menias Hefset, so Melech some cheres hadrainus is also. Don't need to explain because you're benefiting from it. So Zahar on the Chasam Sofer. But that's how Nachas bin Yom and other Achrayim want to say the chiluk between Avodah Zarah and Shaiser. So what could be the chiluk? So I want to share with you something which the Vault focuses the Yosa of Zeichet to be Mechadish. I did see in the Sefer Shir Sayyam, which is from this Rabbi Krauss, the Kivun was from that Sefer. So I want to say that there's no Machlokes Rashi Tesis. Both Rashi and Tosafot agree with each other. There's better than two dinim. There's a din of Rashi. There's a din of what Rashi said: Avodah Zarah, you've got a chiyuv to be mevayeh, you've got a chiyuv to destroy. Every year, you've got a chiyuv to destroy, and that's why it's also a b'kiyumah. There's another din which Tosafot was mechadish to us that by all Yisrael, you're not allowed to be a b'kiyumah. But there's lo yizeh elikizeh. There's two different dinim. Like the Chasam Sofer told us, the din of Reitzah B'Kiyumah is only said on things that you are benefiting from. That we explained means that included in the Issa Hanor of Avodah Zarah of Issa Hanor is also anything of Reitzah B'Kiyumah, any type of gain which I get from Avodah Zarah. Even a piece of potsherd which I'm interested in, Reitzah B'Kiyumah, I'm interested in that, yes. Or a kli which contains bliyas, I'm interested in that. Yes, it's also included in the Issa Hanor of Avodah Zarah. Chasam Sofer said that only if it's something which you gain from it. But something which you don't gain, there's no Issa of Reitzah B'Kiyumah. Says Rashi, by Avodah Zarah there is an Issa, by Avodah Zarah there's an Issa because you've got chiyuv to be mevatel. Yechol yot, that the din of Rashi was dafka said on something where you're not having, where you're not having anoy. It's a Menias Hefset. That's where Rashi said by Avodah Zarah there's the Issa of having anoy. In truth, Rashi says it elsewhere as well. But in, if you look in the Ran, when he brings down Rashi, he only brings it on this case. This vault, this chiddush of Rashi, that by Avodah Zarah in Aranat you've got chiyuv to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah. And the mail, it's also the Reitzah B'Kiyumah. The Ran only says on the case of Yisrael Sheinoshe, the person that was claiming his choy from a goy. That means, if we're coming out like this, that by every Yisrael No, there's an Yisrael of Reitzah B'Kiyumah. Every Yisrael No, whether it'll be a mace, whether it'll be Basav Acharav, whether it'll be Chomet, if you're gaining from the Chomet, it'll be an Yisrael of Reitzah B'Kiyumah. But Avodah Zarah, there's a Chiddush Din. Avodah Zarah, there's a Chiddush Din that even if you're not gaining, there's a din of Issa Reitzah B'Kiyumah. Why? Because every Yid is Bechuyim to go and be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Whatever you can do, he's Bechuyim to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So Mela, I hear what you're saying. Truth is, by Chodosh, for instance, that's clear. There's no Yisurei to the Kiyumah because it's going to be Mutter after it. But here, by Chometz, you're saying also it should be Mutter after the Goy sold it. After Pesach, the Goy can sell it back to him. The Yisur Chometz Be'etzim stays forever. I hear your. So if we go back to our shilas, what's going to be the halacha? We had three shilas. A storekeeper who's got this chometz and he's got vested interest, or the community has a vested interest for the chometz to stay there. We had the shayla of a person making a simcha straight after Pesach. He's got vested interest that all his schnitzel should stay kayin. The guy's got sourdough, got vested interest, and the guy flying to Italy, he has a vested interest. What would be the halacha according to this? According to this, it should be, in all these cases, it's asa. Why? Because you're going to make use of this chametz. It's not the case of menias hefset. Here, I'm making use. I want this chametz. I'm making use of this chametz. So all these cases, if we had the according to Pri Chodesh said, oh, we pass on Rashi. So if we had a Rashi, no. But if you're always saying now, there's not even such a Rashi. Rashi agrees with Taisus. Just Rashi talking about Dafka case of Minis Hefted. Then a case where there's a positive benefit from it, it should be also. Not only that, the Pri Chodesh, half a second, Pri Chodesh in Top Samach Zayin discusses also funny shayla. This person has a piece of a wheat kernel that he had soaked, and he engraved on this wheat kernel, don't ask me how he did it, with his name and the name of his father, and this wheat kernel is chametz, and he so much wanted it, so comes Pesach, he hides it in a corner somewhere, not in his house, in the street somewhere, takes it out of his rishus, hoping that if you find it after Pesach, he takes it back. So is that allowed? Pri Chodesh Marech, it's not allowed for a number of reasons. One of the reasons, he says, is because of Tosfos, because of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Zoritza B'Kiyumah, is also. So Shulchan Aruch, Pri Chodesh himself, is Mitzyachas with Zoritza B'Kiyumah of Shulchan Aruch. It didn't like throw it out the window. So we have a serious issue here by Zoritza B'Kiyumah, by Chometz. Someone, there's a deal in Tosfos that should be allowed. Tosfos Amid Beis. When Tosfos says his chiddush, then it's also Tosfos says, "Tzorch izoy shel eilas shum tashmish bekelim habluim chometz bePesach." Person should be careful not to use these kelim on Pesach. Tosfos seems to learn that the issa of roitzu b'kiyumo, this issa no, if you're doing it on in the zman ha'issa, if the zman ha'issa you're making use of the chometz, that's called roitzu b'kiyumo. If I'm Shevet, I'm not doing anything on Pesach, I'm not benefiting anything on Pesach from it. After Pesach, I'm interested, it should be in the world. But on Pesach, I'm not showing any hanor, I'm not gaining any hanor from it on Pesach. The fact that I own it, fine, but I'm not gaining anything from it, I'm not making use of it, it seems from Tosfos, that's okay. And it's Muchach also, because according to Tosfos, Tosfos and Havman of Tosfos understood that with all kelim below chometz, it's a problem of Roitzu B'Kiyumah. You're allowed to own kelim of chometz on Pesach. You're allowed to own them. You don't have to break all your kelim. You don't have to do agola of kelim chometz. If you want to use them, you have to do agola. But otherwise, you're allowed to own them. It's mefusha halacha. You're allowed to own it. You've got blias of chometz. You're Roitzu B'Kiyumah. Teretz says no. This Roitzu B'Kiyumah, which is said by Shai Surin, is some type of issa hanor. The Issa, no, you're benefiting from the Issa. Well, that's only also if you're benefiting from the Issa on Pesach. So you're benefiting from the Issa. You're benefiting using a kli that own that contains chometz. That's called benefiting from an or. But if I own chometz, I don't own chometz, I am happy that chometz is in existence, but I'm not making any use of it on Pesach, then it should, according to Tosfos, it should be okay. So it comes out, come to all these shaylas, when you sold it, it's not in your rishus anymore, it should be okay. True, the Pri Chodesh said that case of Roitzu B'Kiyumah was, he put it out of his rishus and not doing anything on Pesach. Then the Pri Chodesh will do it as well, if it's given to a goy already, it's not in his rishus bechlal, then even the Pri Chodesh is mat in that case. But Mameda, in a case where you've sold it all, given Kedas V'Kedin, you've sold it to a goy, and on Pesach you're not having any anor from a bechlal, you're just happy that it's in the world, but you're not having any anor from it, bechlal, The Chaya, obviously the Rav is going to give the final word here. The Chaya, it is mutter to do. Both the sourdough and the person going away to Italy and the shopkeeper should be mutter to have. We just end off with one small nekuda. We're speaking about right to the kiyumoi. By Yisroel and all, it's also mutter. We're in the tkufa of the Sri Saima, where we know that all the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva died. Why? Because the Lei Nogu Kovid Zer is there. It's a tremendous Einish. Such a terrible Einish for Lei Nogu Kovid Zer is there. I might have said this once, but I heard this from a Rav in Yerushalayim. He said, what do you mean by Lei Nogu Kovid Zer is there? Lei Nogu Kovid Zer is there means that one of the Chaverim had a vault, a Chiddush, and the other one said, not such a Chiddush. Oh, make a taster. Well, mezalzel in the Chiddushim of his friends. And therefore, it stunted the growth of his friend. His friend had, thought you were saying you're a Chiddush, and it stunted his growth. And stunting somebody's growth in Torah is such a terrible Einish, and that's why there's Nigzalem, this terrible Gzer. Which Be'etzem means that just like we are, there's an Issa, Reitzvikiyumoy, Pa'avaydezor, of a Midatayim Ruba, we have to have Reitzvikiyumoy with Torah, with our Chaver, and with Benon the Chaver, we have to be Reitzvikiyumoy, every person has to care about the other person to try and work out how the other person can strike more. And with that, we'll be Zaycha to Kabbalah, Emes Tikka Kabbalah Satorah, and Be'ezker Tzedek, Gimhei Av Yomi.